Well, I want to thank you, Peter. Well,
Peter is always an asset. There is no doubt about it.
I don't know about that. But
and his mind is incredible.
It is incredible. When were you born?
October 11th, 1953. I just turned 56.
So then so many of these memories come to you as a very, very young man of these people. They were bigger than life to you. We hadn't named your parents, your mother and dad.
My father's deceased. He was Peter Charles Walter, and my mother is alive and doing great. Her name is Jane Catlin Walter. Her father, as I think I mentioned, was the chief financial officer for Reading and Bates. He died young. My mother grew up here.
What did your father do?
My father started a company, Mallard Transportation. It was a gas transportation, tank cars, which was a very good business. Coke Industries wanted to buy it for stock. I'm sorry that he didn't do that because I wouldn't be working so hard now.
Yes, you would.
But anyway, he was very successful.
Tell him about his railroad.
Oh, he had a private railroad car. It had been built in 1911 by the owners of the Kansas City Southern Railroad. Mahogany on the inside, dining room, living room, four staterooms, baths, porter's room, and a kitchen.
Where was this railroad car?
Mostly in West Tulsa, on a siding there.
So he bought it? And then built it out?
Well, he spent a fortune updating it because to be able to use a railroad car, it had to be completely up to date. So the undercarriage was completely rebuilt, all the electrical systems, all that. They didn't use it that much because it was very expensive. Plus, every one time they went to Houston on it, and they ended up on a siding in the worst part of Houston. You're supposed to spend the night on it. But, you know, it's one thing to go to New York. You can actually stay at the Waldorf on a private railroad car. Underneath, there's a siding for railroad cars in the hotel with service. But again, my dad was a train nut, and it wasn't really that big a deal. I would much rather have had an airplane, but they couldn't afford that.
There's something romantic, though, about the train, isn't there?
Your family had a high social standing, though, in the community.
Well,
and
but,
how does that come about?
But not as, I mean, my parents knew everybody and my grandparents, but they weren't the most prominent people in town or anything like that. They were just a nice family.
Very nice. They were a lot younger than I am.